This is Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily. My guest at this time is New Jersey Congressman Scott Garrett, a Republican representing the Garden State's 5th Congressional District. He's also a member of both the House Budget and Financial Services Committees. As we reported earlier, President Obama on Thursday announcing what's being called the TARP tax, forcing companies that have taken government or taxpayer dollars to try and right the ship in the last couple of years and pay that back over time in a series of fees. Some say it's excessive. Others say that's the best way for the taxpayers to get their money back. And Congressman, thanks so much for being with us.
And I appreciate the chance to be with you and talk about this important issue.
Basically, what the president said today is that these companies are obviously improved to the point where they're giving their executives what he considers excessive bonuses, and they're taking the type of risks which he says put them in dire straits in the first place. What do you make of this plan, this TARP tax, as some are calling it, or this fee, as he calls it, to level the books?
Yeah, I guess a TARP tax, that is a good name for it. I guess it doesn't surprise me any. It is just the rule of thumb for this administration that when they see a problem, that they solve it by raising taxes. This one is supposedly on the banks. Other ones will be on the middle class. So you can just run down the line and with a litany of different tax proposals that they have come up with, and this is just adds one more to it. I understand the sentiment that people have with regard to this, but this is not the solution to the problem that we face in this country as far as the economy.
Is there a better way in your mind of collecting those taxpayer dollars, or is it just a matter of giving the banks enough time to do it on their own timetable?
Well, first and foremost, is that the banks that we're talking about here, by and large, are banks that did receive taxpayer dollars, but then, which I was, as you know, and we've talked in the past, I did not support that initiative in the first place. I voted against TARP. But if you did it, these are banks that have repaid with interest the money that they got from the taxpayers. So they have already met the obligation that the Obama administration put on them. And so when you put it that way, you might even say that that Obama is trying to change the rules after they established the rules in the first place.
So who owes the money, and why is he trying to spread it around to those who have already paid their debts?
Yeah, well, what he's trying to do now is just react to, you know, the front page headline banners saying, you know, that Wall Street bank execs are getting huge bonuses. And look, I'm shocked about that as well. I mean, I cannot imagine having a boss saying, here, Scott, you're getting a bonus this year of, you know, $500,000, a million or more millions of dollars. I mean, that's just something that I can't comprehend. And so I understand the American angst about how does this go on. But this is not so much about getting dollars back that they've lent to them, because, as I say, they've already paid back. This is, as someone else has put it, it's almost a retribution towards the banks for saying, we don't like you giving such big bonuses, and we're going to force you not to do it.
Congressman, this is the same administration that plans to spend the leftover TARP money that didn't quite amount to $700 or $800 billion. So how do they square the two?
Gee, that is an excellent point. That is a really good point. Because where are the TARP dollars going to go? If they do put this tax on there, it's going to go right back into this administration who, contrary to what most people who voted in favor of TARP, again, I didn't, thought that TARP was going to be a one-time deal. You'll get the economy righted again, and then the rest of the money would go back into Treasury. Well, we tried to do that with this administration. They said, no, we're going to use the TARP dollars and probably these TARP tax as well for just, you know, their slush fund, if you want to say, to just to use it for any or all purposes. So that is an excellent point. Where will these TARP tax dollars really go? Not back to the American taxpayers, just to some other program that they came up with maybe next week.
Congressman, I don't want to trudge over ground that's been gone over so many times, but in his statement today, which I'm sure you saw or read, the president on several occasions essentially blamed the financial industry, the financial institutions, for the financial crisis we were in 2007, 2008, and that we're still trying to dig our way out of. Is that accurate for the most part, in your opinion, or is he oversimplifying it?
He's oversimplifying, and he's not willing to look in the mirror to see that much of the problem falls squarely on the government itself. Yes, there was excesses on Wall Street. Yes, there was a lot of bad risk-taking. But, boy, you have government, Washington, this administration, past administrations, the Democrat majority, Barney Frank, all have to look in the mirror and say that they were part and parcel of the cause of where we are today, pushing things such as the expansion of the GSEs, Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac, pushing such as into the subprime market, forcing banks to lend where they didn't want to lend. All those things have been part and parcel of the cause of the problem. All those things, some of us have been railing about for years, saying they are causing a systemic risk to the markets that someday we're going to pay the price. And, of course, you and I know we now have to pay that price.
Back to the point at hand here, Congressman, and that is, of course, this fee. The president says that it's important to collect this. He also talks about how important it was to shore up these financial institutions. But if banks are forced to pay this, and as you point out, many of them have already paid back their debt, what's the impact on the consumer? How will having to pay this TARP tax impact the bank's interaction with the consumer?
It can't be a positive way, that's for sure. Nothing, when you're talking about raising a tax on any segment of the economy, it cannot be beneficial to the consumer. Here, we'll have to see how that plays out and what the measurement and percent will affect the consumer will be, but you got to know that if you're taxing an industry, that's going to be paid not by the industry, not by that rich person who's already gotten his half a million or a million or more a bonus. It's going to be paid by the consumer. The consumer will be see less lending, higher cost of lending, higher cost of borrowing. You and I, the average guy, will be the one that actually ends up paying the cost of any tax that's imposed. I'm not imposing, suggesting that you're just an average guy, by the way.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that. And in terms of his closing comments, or nearly his closing comments today, the president talked about how the banks are kicking and screaming against regulatory reform, and he basically lumped your party in there with it. Here's that clip, and I'll ask you about it after he's done.
We cannot go back to business as usual. And when we see reports of firms once again engaging in risky bets to reap quick rewards, when we see a return to compensation practices that seem not to reflect what the country's been through, all that looks like business as usual to me. The financial industry has even launched a massive lobbying campaign, locking arms with the opposition party to stand in the way of reforms to prevent another crisis. That, too, unfortunately, is business as usual.
Congressman, how do you react to him suggesting that you and big banks are going back to business as usual?
Well, remember who's in charge of the House and the Senate right now. It is his party. So if he wanted to have, you know, reform put in place, you know, he could have had it done, you know, 6 months ago or 9 months ago or what have you. Actually, the Democrats have been in control of both houses now since last term. So they could have certainly have put something on the administration desk back when George Bush was in the White House. They didn't do so. So it's, again, I just go back to your last expression, he has to look in the mirror to see where is their culpability in any of this. And I think if they were honest with themselves, they would admit that they are part of the problems that we're seeing today in the economy.
Congressman, fascinating discussion. As always, sir, thank you for your time.
Thank you so much. Appreciate the chance.
Absolutely. New Jersey Congressman Scott Garrett represents his state's 5th Congressional District, member of both the House Financial Services and Budget Committees. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.